Cassie. No relation, I'm sure. And one evening, she decides to break into a house. Right?
How'd you know?
She needed some money. I don't know what for, but she needed some money. So she creeps through a window. My bad leg. And she starts going into the room, and she hears this small voice. It says, "Jesus is watching."
Who's Jesus?
And she thinks, "Oh my gosh, should I be doing this? I don't know. I think I'm fine." So she creeps a little bit further in, and again, she hears a small voice. "Jesus is watching." So now she's kind of getting scared. She's like, "Oh, I don't know. I'm going to turn on the lights so I can see my way out." So she turns on the lights, and she sees this parrot in the corner. "Jesus is watching," the parrot says. She goes, "Oh, it's just a parrot. I don't have anything to worry about. It must be my mind playing tricks on me." So then she looks around the room, and that's where she saw this huge, massive black figure on the ground. And as these pointy ears start to raise and the white teeth drop, she knows that it's a Doberman Pinscher. And around its neck has a dog tag named Jesus. At that same moment, there's that small voice of the parrot. "Attack, Jesus, attack." So, she should have believed in Jesus, right? But which Jesus? Now, there is only one Jesus, right? But there's plenty of counterfeit Jesuses out there. In the early church, it was plagued with a lot of false doctrine. Now, it seems unreal, right? It seems unreal, unimaginable that people would be claiming to be Christian, yet teach different than what Jesus taught, right? I mean, surely that doesn't happen today, right? Couldn't be that problem, right? Now, back in the day, there was a lot of false doctrine, like I said, but there was especially these two different groups, these two big groups. One was the Judaizers. Anybody heard of the Judaizers? Anybody want to explain what their beliefs were? A real quick, abbreviated beliefs. Right, right. Paul talks about them. They've had problems with them before. And they were the group which believed that you had to follow, or you had to become Jewish. You had to follow all the old traditions, all the rituals, all the festivals in order to be saved. But yes?
Unrelated thing, but Israel, right?
Is what?
They outlawed Jesus because there are too many Christians.
There was a lot of things where we're against Christianity, especially at the early church. There still is.
But they're
going to
be judged. Yep.
So they believe that you had to do this in order to be saved, right? And then the other one was Gnosticism. Anybody's ever heard of Gnostic?
Gnosticism?
Yeah, that's probably better pronunciation than I gave. Gnosticism. Anybody? No, it's not the same. So this group, they believed in a higher intelligence, right? They felt that their knowledge, like they were they were it, right? They're best things in since sliced bread. You know, they thought their intelligence came from a mystic level. You know, like they were better than everybody else. Now, it varied between the Gnosticism groups, Gnostic groups, yet they seem like they all believed in God.
Wait,
like
is it Gnostic or agnostic?
Gnostic.
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 Okay.
Not agnostic, that's with chickens and stuff. That's.
No.
No. No, no, so is,
okay.
Well, I,
so
it's G,
so two
Gnostic. I always heard it as Gnostic. I don't know. I've heard of agnostic, and it might be the same group. You know, there's a whole bunch of different groups or sects of groups.
Okay. Like how there's like a bunch of Knights, like Knights, like Malachites, all that, right?
Right. He's kind of, yeah, they're very, they're high intelligence, and they believe in God, and but God really is, the main God is out there, but he doesn't really have anything to do with us, but there's other deities. Like Jesus, a lot of them believe that he is a deity, but there's other deities. He's just one of many. And then they believe that there's one that actually created the world. It wasn't the main God, it was another one, but he kind of screwed up. They believe that everything physical in the physical world is evil. But this deity did something right, is that he put a little bit of God in our soul or our spirit. So in the spirit world, we're good. If you know how to get there, if you have the knowledge to get there, it doesn't really matter what we do in the physical world. That's all evil. So it doesn't matter what we do physically, but it's our spirit. So they're thinking that their intelligence will win their way to being saved. You know, both groups feel like they could work their way to heaven. All right. The power of being saved is in their own hands. In Ephesians 2:8-9, Jesse, can you read that?
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
So it's clearly written that it's not of our works, right? The whole gospel of Jesus dying for our sins would mean nothing if we had power to save ourselves. You know, it wouldn't matter if he died or not. And there wouldn't be a point there. So Paul heard what was happening to the Colossians. You know, these false doctrines were coming into the church and people were believing in that and straying from the truth. So he gives them some advice. In Colossians 1:9-10, Matthew?
For this reason also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
So Paul, you know, he's praying that they received knowledge and wisdom, right? And I know the Gnostics' whole thing is about knowledge, right? So he's not saying, oh, well, that's what we should be doing, because knowledge is great, but it needs to be true. You know, growing up, I knew this guy, and he could tell you every random fact to every 80s rock band, right? He couldn't balance his checkbook. And for you guys, before credit cards and the computer always doing it for you, you actually had to figure out and do math to balance your banking account. But he couldn't do that, but he could tell you every single number one hit AC/DC ever had.
That's pretty sick, though.
I mean. So, but when we're talking about knowledge on how we're going to live our lives or how we're going to walk in the world, you know, in order for that knowledge to be beneficial, it needs to be true and it has to be good. Please start after you. I get it. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Cassia.
Stop things, hold fast to what is good.
That is a super long one. I'm sorry I made you go through that. Yes, we should seek knowledge. We definitely should be seeking knowledge. And on that same hand, we need to test or judge that knowledge of what we receive. You know, serving God would be in vain if the knowledge we have isn't true. You know, we'd be doing it for nothing. That knowledge, if we don't know the understanding or have the wisdom to use that knowledge, it'd be pointless. He doesn't just want people to know right from wrong. He wants them to apply it. He wants them to use that truth to walk worthy and be fruitful. So the reason why he wants that is so people around them, around the believers, will see. And they'll see and they'll judge, because people judge, right? And they'll see and they'll have the believers that there's no fault in them. That they'll judge and then they could see what the Colossians are doing, and they'll see that it's good and not bad. Now, some people, they get hung up on the way things are said. And a lot of times, as Christians, we have terminologies. And we say certain things, and people try to twist it. But, you know, Paul wants the Colossians to have others see that God is in their lives. And he's not saying that, you know, they have the power of God and they could do whatever they want and God, you know, we could use God's power to do our bidding, whatever we like. But it's more of a reflection, right? We're to be like a mirror image of what God has. God's love, God's power in our lives. That's what we should be showing other people. Colossians 1:11 through 12. Max, you okay?
All right. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
So God will strengthen us when we need it. You know, during those times when we need patience, you know, it seems like those times take forever.
What are you talking about, Gary?
Right? Sometimes I think I need more patience because they seem like they take forever. In long suffering with joy. So when those things come against us, it's not fun. I don't know anybody who would say, oh yeah, that was great. But what the joy is knowing that God is there with us. God is there to help us. And that's what the joy is. Is knowing that he's promised that we will be part of an inheritance, be part of his life, and that he's always there to protect us. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Stephen?
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom he had redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
So light versus dark. Right, it's always compared, you know, obviously with light, as somebody would light up the room, you could see if it's a parrot or if there's a Doberman pitcher on the ground, right? But in the dark, you don't know. So, huh?
Sounds like Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's the dark side, and then there's the Jedi's, or I guess it'd say light side. And then there's wisdom and foolishness. Obviously, wisdom, you know, hopefully wisdom is being wise in the truth. And then foolishness is not following that truth. God's love can give us the ability to see truth and to act on that truth. You know, that same great love that gives us the ability to see truth redeems us, or had redeemed us. Jesus forged a path and has forgiven everything and anything we've ever done. The Greek word for forgiveness is aphasia. What it means is to send away or get rid of. Right? It's not just a forgiveness, it's getting rid of. Jesus doesn't hold what we've done in the past against us. You know, he gives us a clean slate. You know, he got rid of our trespasses. He doesn't want to think about it again. He gets rid of them. In Colossians 1, 15 through 16, 15 and 16, Jesse? So Jesus is one and the same as the invisible God that created everything. You know, we can't necessarily see him, but we could see God's handiwork in the things that are all around us, that surround us every day. We could see it in the testimony of people who believe in him. In Romans chapter 1, verse 20, Matthew. So they, because of this, you know, it's hard to have an excuse because we can see that there's a creator. It's kind of like in the same way is that the world holds on to this theory of evolution. Right? It's still a theory. Darwin came up with this over 160 years ago, right? And they're nowhere closer to proving it. Yet they teach it as facts. You know, and the reason they want to teach it as facts and they hold on to it, even though they can't prove it, is because without it, the only other choice is a creator. And they want so desperately not to believe in that for one reason or another. You know, the world wants to keep this lie. Probably the father lies is making him do this, but they want to keep that lie. Now, it talks about firstborn, right? Who's firstborn in their family? Neither one of you? I know you're not. And Stephen? So, as a firstborn, You have entitlements, right? It's kind of like if you're first in line. So let's say you go to an amusement park and you're in line for hours, right? Anybody's ever been in that situation? You're in there hours. Then somebody cuts in front of you. It's fine, right? No, you have rights, right? You were there first. So you're first. You have rights. You're the one what receives the family inheritance, especially back in the day. You know, yeah, you could share with your brother if you like a brother. But you're kind of ranked, right? You're ranked above the rest. Oh, see, you got privileges. You got your little privilege card. You're the firstborn. Possibly. So what they're saying is, and again, there was situations where it's not necessarily firstborn, but when it's talked about firstborn, is that Jesus is ranked above all others. You know, he's ranked above everything. He has power over everything. You know, he's the top dog, the head honcho.
I mean, what's wrong? He was the first one to die for our sins. So it's
I guess you were right, first to die.
Just saying.
Colossians 1, 17 and 18. Cassia? I didn't even pick up on that word, but I believe that is that. So it's what was already set in stone. It's going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. So, and it did happen. It happened. You know, we can't let ourselves be fooled with counterfeit Jesus's. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm sure there is some guys. Yeah, you probably should.
Walks around Vegas trying to get pictures with people.
Oh, really?
There's like three of them out in Vegas.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't think. I'd be skeptical. I don't know these people, but I'd be skeptical. Yeah, I definitely, you know, if they tell you anything, you definitely have to judge what they're telling you, right? I would caution you, even if it came from me, to judge what I tell you, to study or test what I tell you. Because, you know, we need to test where we hang our hat. You know, that knowledge that we're going to hang our hat on or we're going to stand up for, we should test it and know it. John 8, 31 and 32. Max?
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
So which Jesus do you believe in him? Apparently, there's a Doberman pitcher with the name Jesus out there, right? But if you're thinking he's the Almighty, I'm afraid you're just going to end up getting bit. You know who you believe in. Know his will with wisdom and understanding. Cassia, can you end us in prayer?